to the radio station. Found a host that would talk to me. She said, yeah, come on in, it's okay. She said, my show starts at 3.
Hello, you are listening to BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my party, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM on the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia on traditional unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you for tuning in. Every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m., we listen to music from the current issue of Discorder, and the current issue of Discorder is the June issue. We just came out with a new issue. So it is on streets. It hits streets over the weekend. If you haven't picked one up yet, you should. You can also visit our website to see a PDF if you're into that. I am the editor of Discorder magazine, which is why I pour so much love into the description of Discorder every single week, so thank you for your patience with me. You'll notice that this June issue, we have a gorgeous cover. It is Rude Nala, photographed by Emmanuel Etty. And Rude Nala is a local emerging hip-hop artist. She'll be coming out with a tape sort of near the end of the month, and at some point we'll be dedicating an episode to her. I'm very excited to introduce her music to you. Also, by the way, if you want to reach me during this hour, you can tweet at me. I'm @DiscorderMeg. I took over the Discorder account. Really excited for it. So if any of you use Twitter, I don't know that you do, but if any of you do, you can tweet at me. You can say hello. Maybe I'll mention you on the air. Maybe I won't if you say something really rude. I'm going to use my own discretion for that one. And yeah, I want to start the show off by acknowledging a statement, an apology made in this issue. And if you follow us on social media, you will have seen a lot of chatter about this statement that we have issued. And I think that's good. If you want to contribute to the chatter, please do. Back in April 2011, CITR and Mint Records put out the Pop Alliance Volume 2 album with cover art that depicted Northwest Coast style Indigenous art. This choice was made without proper consultation with the Indigenous people in our community. It was a harmful act of cultural appropriation, and our organizations are very humble about it, are very sorry for it. In my editor's note, I also explain that the issue of cultural appropriation is not exclusive to CITR and Mint Records. In April 2017, Discorder published an illustration that was appropriated by an Anishinaabe artist. So this is a topic that is relevant for the CITR and Discorder community as a whole. It's something that we're continuing to learn about. Learning how we can actively decolonize our platforms. And so thank you to our community, to our Indigenous community in particular, for the patience that they have shown us, that they shouldn't have had to have shown us for all these years. We have begun hosting workshops on cultural appropriation, and we will be facilitating more over the next year. These will be open to the public, so please keep an eye out for them. There's always more to learn around this topic. We've been bringing in some really great people to talk about the issue of artistic cultural appropriation and just appropriation in our everyday lives. It's a really interesting topic to be talking about right now as a society. So this Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation, as I mentioned, it was released in 2011. There were some really great songs on that album, and several of the bands represented ended up breaking up or forming new bands, and it's a real blast from the past. I spent a lot of time with it over the last few weeks, just kind of listening to it again and contemplating it in relation to the album art, which did not serve it whatsoever. So yeah, we're going to listen to a few songs from that album right now to give us a little refresher of what Vancouver pop sounded like in 2011. And we're going to start off with Roll Mock, a band that I'm relatively sure doesn't exist anymore. But if I'm wrong, tweet at me and correct me. Thank you. ¶¶ The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Music Waste Festival is stoked to present its first ever showcase featuring all bands with queer identifying members. Come to the show Saturday, June 9th at 255 East 2nd Ave. There will be killer punk bangers and the chance to get down to some awesome electronic tunes. Featured artists are Strange Breed, Anybody's, Pudding, Killarissa, and Devours. Entry is $7 or free with your Music Waste Festival pass.
And we're back. You are listening to BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my party. Before those ads, we were listening to music off the CITR Mint Records Pop Alliance Volume 2 from April 2011. Please refer to the June issue of Discorder or to our website, citr.ca, to see an updated statement concerning the cover art for that album. The songs that we listened to were Roll Mock, with the song Montana. Yes, that's correct. Kellarissa with the song Flatlands. Kellarissa is still around, of course. I was mentioning before that music block that some of the bands have broken up. Not Kellarissa. Also because Kellarissa is a solo act, so she's very much still around. And then that last track was Fine Mist with the song I Could Shout. Yeah, we also heard a PSA for Music Waste. And I want to dedicate some time today to Music Waste. Very excited for Music Waste. It all begins on Thursday. It runs from the 7th until the 10th. So in this issue of Discorder, and for the last few years, Discorder has printed the physical schedule, like the actual festival schedule for Music Waste. And we are the only local publication that does that. Very exciting. So if you want to not always have to look up websites and Facebook things and you're worried about maybe missing out on a really cool event, you know what you can do is you can grab an issue of Discorder, you can take out the calendar, and then on the back side of the calendar is this really unreal illustrated version of the Music Waste schedule. It's completely brilliant. It's themed as it always is themed this year, is outer space, and you have a little UFO hand on some controllers. It's just a really great illustration. There's really no reason for you to not go out and find a Discorder right now. Turn that calendar around, get your Music Waste schedule, get excited for the festival. Yeah, so it kicks off Thursday, as I mentioned, at Fortune Sound Club, and they're going to be activating several rooms. I think like all the rooms. So there's going to be like a separate art showcase at Fortune, and then there's going to be different bands happening at different times. So we are going to listen to some of the bands that are performing that first opening night on Thursday, starting with Shitlord Fuckerman. I love being able to say that on air. We're going to listen to the song Hole.
Thank you. If you earn it, you can have it. You can reach out and just grab it. If you're ready, you can take it. You should know. It's no wonder you're alone now. When they used to break your door down, it's a shame, but if you're ready, you should know.
Just a foreign faction, irreconcilable conflict at parties. I feel like a chain reaction, but sadly I don't know how it started. I never wanted anything and I never got it. I never wanted anything and I never got it.
Disco. BB's Disco Party. What does it mean to be at a disco party? BB's Disco Party. What does it mean to be? What does it mean to be?
This is BB's Disco Party on CITR 101.9 FM. Something that I didn't mention, but maybe I should have, but not that you can tell anyways, is that I'm joined in studio with Zoe. Zoe's our web editor. Zoe doesn't have a microphone on her, so she can't say hi for herself, but she's been dancing around, which I really appreciate. I appreciate the company. It's a lot of fun. So that last block that we listened to was a whole bunch of Shitlord Fuckerman. We listened to the song Hole and December 28. We also listened to Haley Blaze with Let Yourself Go and Small Foreign Faction. And that was off of an EP that was released very recently. So if you liked that, go check her out. We listened to an old Jock Tears track, Nasty Boy. It's old, but it never gets old. Love that. And we listened to Pale Red. We listened to two songs by Pale Red, Tie the Blindfold and The Hum and The Glow. And those are all bands that will be performing on the opening night of Music Waste this Thursday at Fortune Sound Club. And many more bands will be performing as well. And if you're curious about who all is performing, when and where, you should grab the current issue of Discorder Magazine, pull out the calendar, flip it around, and you will see a physical guide. your guide to music waste. And I want to mention as well that Pale Red was reviewed in the June issue of Discorder. Very exciting. Thank you, Nathan Pike, for reviewing it. And I want to read just a little blurb at the end of his review because I think it sums up the album, their recent album, Heavy Petting, quite well. Having read that Charlotte Coleman, Miles Black, and drummer Portia Beam went to high school together and have been playing music under various names for several years explains a lot about the loose comfort they bring to their style. These aren't just personal, emotive songs spewed out for a simple sake of making music. They come from the collaboration of friendship, experience, and trust, and that to me creates a deep anchor of music I can sink into. Thank you, Nathan, for your review, and thank you, Pale Red, for your amazing music. You continue to amaze me. I might be your biggest fan. Now, we should listen to a little bit more music waste music, maybe. There is an all-ages show on the Friday of Music Waste, this Friday. It's really important to support all-ages shows. And Music Waste has been amazing for always providing some all-ages programming during their festival, whether that be something alternative like Comedy Waste or Art Waste or shows. In this case, there's all sorts of opportunities to get involved if you find yourself under 19. I know that can be a very frustrating thing. I remember being there, and in particular in the city of Vancouver right now, there aren't a lot of options, not a lot of safe options for consuming music, consuming entertainment and culture. So thank you, Music Waste. This Friday, the show is at Toast Collective, and it is with KGEL. I'm not actually sure that I'm saying that correctly. Snackland, Teak Physique, and Scum Latte. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think I'm going to show up. You should all show up. Let's see how many people we can pack into the Toast Collective. I say that, but the Toast is probably freaking out right now and pulling their hair out because not many people fit into the Toast. So I guess maybe the real moral of this story is that if you want to go to the show on Friday, you should realize that it's going to fill up quite soon and you should maybe arrive early. Anyways, let's listen to some bands playing this Friday at the Toast as part of Music Waste. We're going to start with Snackland. Oh, and I want to ask the band Snackland, but maybe tweet at me because as I mentioned, I don't know the phones yet. I'm sorry, I'm going to work on it. If they got their name from a convenience store on Main Street because I was just like riding my bike past and I saw that it was called Snackland. That's pretty cool. Whatever, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Let's listen to Snackland, the song Peckish. Oh, my God.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Get too hot. the surface, your face is carved, tracing lines that we've drawn. Stupid creature, don't look at me. Hide the mirror, don't let them see.
That was Scum Laude. You are listening to BB's Disco Party. In that set, we heard Teak Physique as well and Snackland, and they are performing an all-ages show as part of Music Waste at the Toast Collective this Friday. And Music Waste is really great at providing all-ages shows. That same night, there's another all-ages show at Avant Garden. And then on Saturday night, there's a couple all-ages shows as well. So if you are under 19, I know some of you are listening. I've been where you are. It sort of sucks. It does not suck this weekend. Thank you, Music Waste, for providing a lot of all ages content. We really appreciate it. With regards to Snackland, I want to comment for just a moment that our programming manager, Madeline Taylor, came into the studio and said that the mere name Snackland made her want a snack and need a snack, and she went out and got some chips. So I'm just saying there's like a lot of market appeal to the name Snackland. I think you did really good with that. So bravo. You know what you're doing, band. You know what you're doing. And we want to hear more recordings from you. So please release more on your Bandcamp. That would be really nice. Thank you. Enough Music Waste. We've talked about Music Waste a lot. They deserve it. But now's enough. BB's Disco Party is pretty much over, so I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like what you heard, pick up an issue of Discorder. Pick up one of the June issues at one of our many distro locations. You can also visit CITR.ca or Discorder.ca to read the issue online. Listen next week between 3 and 4 to hear me again and to hear music again. Also, I want to thank the MISC for the theme music. I really appreciate it. And also Ricky Castaneda Loreto for the show's artwork. It's a beautiful disco ball. Anybody who listens to the show after the live broadcast will know how beautiful that disco ball is. So thank you. If you want to get involved in Discorder or CITR, if, for instance, you would like to have your own show, if you would like to write for the magazine or draw or illustrate or whatever, contact us. Contact the volunteer manager, Dora, at volunteer@CITR.ca, or you can tweet at me, or you can contact me at editor@CITR.ca, and I will try to respond somewhat promptly, I think. Finally, I would like to close out the show with some Dumb. So Dumb is releasing an album on Mint Records. This is very exciting for all of us who have been tracking Dumb's career for some time, and I want to say that in the June issue, there's charts for the month of May, CITR charts, and Dumb was on the top of the charts. That's extremely exciting. Zoe is in the studio and just raised her hands in joyful celebration, and I would have to agree. So we're going to close out the show by listening to a little bit of Dumb. We will see how far we can get with Dumb. We are going to start with the song Barnyard, and maybe listen to Hard Sea as well. Maybe listen to Mint. We'll see how far we can go. Thank you for tuning in, and I really look forward to having you listen next week, because I'll do a really good show for you, I promise. Okay, bye.
Something gone wrong with my eyes. site. Yeah, you bet I'm sure it's a 50-foot drop. I think it's a slight grade, a rolling pole hillside.